It's a very broad subject. What is the happiness in Krishna consciousness? Because Kaviraj Goswami tells us, Bahye Brishajalahoy, Bhitore Anandamoy, Krishna Premer, Premer Adbhuta Charit. The Adbhuta Charit, wonderful, wonderfully astonishing characteristic of Krishna Prem, the highest type of Krishna consciousness, is that although externally one appears to be suffering, internally they're relishing some extraordinary type of sweetness. So we cannot have a stereotype about what is happiness in Krishna consciousness. In the Brihad Bhagavatamritam of Sanatan Goswami, when he's concluding perhaps the first section, he's saying the real rasic devotees of the Lord, they alone understand the joy and the superiority of viraha, of separation. That if Krishna consciousness is about depth of love, right? Hladini shak, this, what is that? The sar of Hladini is prem, bhav, the sar of that, the cream of that, bhav, mahabhav, ultimately. Mahabhav means in this sense, the greatest heart. Who possesses the greatest heart full of Krishna consciousness to the greatest degree, the greatest depth of heart? Srimati Radharani, Mahabhav Swarupini Radha Thakurani, Hladini Shakti personified. But we're told that, so if this is about achieving the greatest depth of heart and magnitude of heart and intensity, Guru Maharaj reveals, and we're back in golden volcano, divine lava, that in separation, a greater depth and magnitude and intensity of heart is achieved than in union. So when Srila Gurudev was dealing with this question once, he said with some almost disgust, he said, that someone was trying to put forth the idea that union was higher than separation. And Gurudev said, even the animals know about union. He said, goats, they understand something about union. He said, but who understands the peculiar joy of separation? Not the animals, certainly. Guru Maharaj liked to quote Shelley saying, our sweetest tales are those full of the saddest thoughts. And we just celebrated Ram Shakti Sita, her appearance day. And Guru Maharaj gave that as an example. And on whatever level we're familiar with that story, it's full of heartbreak, just heart-rending pastimes that are beyond comprehension. Right? As I told the other day, that Hanuman is questioning Ram, like, what are you doing? The devotees are wailing when Sita is being banished, she's pregnant with the twins, love and Kush. So many things there. It's heartbreaking and tear-inducing. And we want to go on hearing the story. We can't stop it. We can't ignore that. We want to hear more. It has such a hold on the heart. So Srila Gurudev, he liked to quote from the Antya Leela of Chaitanya Charitamritam, the Rupa Goswami slok says, Pidabir Navakala Kutakatuta Garvasya Nirvasino Nishandena Sudham Mudham Ahankara Sankochane Prema Sundari Nanda Nandana Pro Yashantri Jagira Gayante Sputamasya Vikaras. I forget the last line. But this Navakalakuta Katuta. When Shiva's drinking the ocean, that's called Kalakuta, this poison. They're saying the cobra venom is this type of poison. He said, what is the Krishna prema, the real joy, happiness, and Krishna consciousness? Appears like you've been bitten, poisoned by a cobra, and you're hemorrhaging while taking, bathing in a shower of nectar at the same time. If you can hold these two things, it's almost counterintuitive. Or what's the Sanskrit expression regarding two opposites being held in the mind at the same time? No. I can't remember the phrase now. But these two polar opposites, in a sense, simultaneously, saying that's the actual position of the higher devotees. But as indicated in the Bhagavad Gita by Srila Guru Maharaj, katayan chastamam nityam tushanti cha ramanti cha, when the devotees are discussing these pastimes, the wide variety of pastimes, it's as if they're feasting. That's tushanti. Like when we have a big feast and there's one tasteful thing after another and you're tasting this and the next thing is more tasteful than that, another tasteful thing, another tasteful thing. And as much as you feel nourished and acquiring strength and vitality from that, so that's what the devotees get. Hearing, that's their pleasure. Hearing and chanting about Krishna. But, that said, the sweetest songs are those that tell the saddest tales. So where is the focal point? What does Gurudev say? What is Mahaprabhu's tasting matter? People say, well, these are very high things. Oh, yeah, right. The very high thing is called Krishna consciousness. It's a very high thing. It's the most high thing. It's the greatest type of happiness, right? So Krishna, who's Akhila Rasamrita, he's Rasaraj, right? He's taste personified. Akhila Rasamrita Murti, he's what? Anandam Brahmano Bidban. He's happiness personified. Satchit Ananda Vigraha, Krishna. That Krishna, when he says that it appears to him that what is being experienced by Srimati Radharani is 10 million times greater happiness than what he is experiencing. So why don't we accept Krishna as an authority on happiness, considering that he's happiness personified? So if happiness personified came to you and said, there's a greater happiness. What is that? I said, my beloved Srimati Radharani, what she's experiencing, in my estimation, omnipotent, omniscient Krishna says, in my estimation, the happiness she is experiencing is 10 million times greater than what I'm experiencing. So are the devotees in a lesser position? And aparam kasyapi pranay janavrindasya kutuki rasotstamam ritva maduram upaboktam kamapiya. And interacting with her, serving all the ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitavis tabirya eva nijarupateya kalavi, so many millions and billions of divine expansions, extensions of her. Still, what she possesses alone is awakening me the curiosity to experience her position. And then Gurudev says, what is Mahaprabhu's tasting matter? What is he? That Rasaraj Krishna, Anandamurti, happiness personified, what does he want to taste and experience? Two focal points, both zenith of separation. Kurukshetra, after 100 years of separation from those who cannot tolerate the blink of an eye separation in Kurukshetra. And where is that expressed? At the Rath Yatra of Jagannath. And then after so many years of that, then privately, behind closed doors, in the Gangbir, in the association of Swarup and Ramana, Swarup Damodar and Ramananda Roy, Uddhava Darshan, the Brahmar Gita, we're back to that. This, and what is he doing? The last 12 years of his life, relishing this 24 hours a day and everything that goes with it. The Krishna Karnamritam, the Gita Govinda, Vishvesham Anuranjanena Janayan Anandam Indivara, Shreni Shamala Kamala, Anangotsavai. I like this, it says there, Krishna's body is like a feast for the eyes, the nose, the everything about a festival, a sensuous festival on all levels, right? To those who have that hankering for that connection, the greatest joy comes to them. Guru Maharaj saying, without hunger, what can you taste? But and if there's deep hunger, then everything will be relished. So we say, what's the greatest happiness? It must be from the position of the greatest hunger, which means is achieved in separation. From there, everything will be relish, a point of relish, pleasure and satisfaction and happiness. So we've been advised, move in that direction. That's the safe path for the devotees and realistic from our present position. So we're fortunate to be indicated to move in that direction. And by no less than Krishna himself appearing as Mahaprabhu, Guru Rupa Harim Gauram, Radha Ruchi Ruchavritam, Nityam Nomi Navadvipe, Nama Kirtana, Nama Kirtanartanai. Mahaprabhu Gauranga Sundarabara, Nityam Nijer Namabi. He's taking his own name, it's making him very happy. Sweetness is tasting itself, becoming mad, mad dance and the outcome, and the extension of the holy name. Guru Maharaj says in Premadama Stotram, Krishna Nama Siddhu Dama Danya Dana Sagaram. We're talking about elephants. The Dan Sagar means, like, elephantine is an adjective in English. Do they have that in Russian? Some word means large. If you say something is elephantine, it means really big. So the Dan Sagar gift, they would literally give elephants, like we know, and they gave 10,000 elephants. But Guru Maharaj is saying here, this is the gift, golden gift of the Golden Lord. He's giving Krishna Nam, which is what? Siddhu Dam, the abode of all nectarine substances. What did I say? Ratnamala, Nikhila Shruti Moli, Ratnamala, of all sounds, the supreme sound, the Shrutis, who are sounds personifiers, saying, this is the supreme sound, the name of Krishna. And what is it? The abode of all nectar, in that sense, joy. Krishna Nama Siddhu Dama, Danya Dana Sagaram, Dana Sagaram, the most extraordinary gift. And what does Rupa Goswami say? Tunde Tandavani Ritim Bhatanute Tandavali Labdiye Karna Krodha Kadambini Gatayate Karnar Budhebya Spriham. That when you're tasting the name Krishna proper, How much joy is there to be experienced? He said, one tongue is insufficient. One will desire to have millions of tongues. Again, from the hankering position, millions of tongues to taste the sweetness. And how sweet is that sound? One will desire millions of years to catch all the nectar from the holy name of Krishna. Brindaranyam swapada ramanam pravishad gita kirti. We were speaking earlier today about Giriraj Govardhan, because he's by now, he's arrived in Shenzhen. Srila Avadhut Maharaj brought Giriraj Govardhan, one for Shenzhen. Where was the other one to go? Oh, in Kiev. So Nalina Nayana and Abhiram Prabhu and Shyamananda Prabhu, they flew to Shenzhen, and I told her, please inform me when Giriraj has arrived there. So he's saying, what mantram to say? Because here we know the Gupta Govardhanis have so many. And saying, well, we have to start very simple. Raghunath Das Goswami, Nija Nikata Nivasa Dehi Govardhanatvam. He's saying, Govardhan, please let me be by your side. That's his prayer in his famous prayers to Govardhan. If I can be by your side, nearby, by your side. But when Braja Gopis, Guru Maharaj tells us that Govardhan, he said, it's like Mahaprabhu, internally Krishna, but externally devotee. So when the Braja Gopis in the 10th canto are praising Govardhan, they say, Hantayam Adrilabala Haridasa Barja. Yad Rama Krishna Charana Sparasha Pramoda Manam Tanoti Sahago Ganayas Tayoryat Paniya Suyavasakanda Rakanda Mulai. They're saying, oh Govardhan, you are Haridas Barja. You're the best of the servants of Hari, of Krishna. Here addressing as servant of Krishna. Why? They're saying, oh, you provide so much sweet water and grass for the cows and caves for confidential pastimes. But also they say, Yad Rama Krishna Charana Sparasha Pramoda. And when the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram touch you when they're walking, you're experiencing so much joy and happiness at the touch of their lotus feet. That they're telling. And in that other song, Brindaranyam Swapada Ramanam Pravishad Gita Kirti. The earth, which we generally take, as female, but in the Shanta position, it's saying, the earth is shivering in conjugal ecstasy at the touch of the lotus feet of Krishna. So, you tell me what is happiness in Krishna consciousness. All happiness. Beginning, middle, and end. But I remember once in Srila Prabhupada's garden in Los Angeles, he was giving this sequence, Adausradha, Sadhusanga, Bhajana, and talking about that, and telling each stage. But when he got to Bhav, and then when he came to like Prem, he said, then enjoyment. But Guru Maharaj again will say, but what is that enjoyment? Das kori beton mori deho prema dan. And they call it compound interest. Are there any economists in the group? No, you're a bunch of Marxists. Compound interest. Only a capitalist can understand this. They invest their capital, then the interest comes. What do you do with the interest? People go, well, go buy something, spend it. Not a real capitalist. Real capitalist, oh, I got some interest. Increase the capital. Now the capital is greater, more interest will come, increase the capital. Guru Maharaj said, the devotees, they're like that. They're serving. Then when that time comes, increase the serving capital. more interest, increase the serving capital. So real preem is real enjoyment is seva. Hare Krishna.